Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Here it is, Saturday night edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you all with us. Blog talkers, I see you are already lining up for your free readings on the air. Happy to see that. Also, I am very happy to have with us our Facebookers. Those are the ones that join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. And we are live streaming our shows there whenever we're on Blog Talk Radio. So please join us if you would like to pop in and see us in action. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee, and I am going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour. I am holding up, which our Facebookers can see, an ordinary deck of playing cards. I mean, they're totally ordinary. We could deal out poker right now and go at it and gamble our paychecks away if we wanted to. The cards themselves really don't have any power. They have some energy, yet, but realistically, all these are would be considered keys opening your own intuitive mind. So I just want to make the distinction that this is not tarot. This is not oracle cards or any of the other systems that may seem similar to this one. Personal prophecy basically stands on its own. It's a revolutionary, highly dynamic method in which we are able to perceive the path you're on, what the future is holding, and how we might bring change to that path before we even reach that future. There's many aspects that we can use this method that will help us navigate our lives. One is that by being able to perceive what makes other people tick is huge. A lot of times we are under misconceptions. Well, so-and-so acts the way they do because they're a snob or cold-hearted, you know, going down the list. The truth is, it's kind of like there's a little zipper on top of their head that these cards are able to see, literally, what makes them tick. What are they thinking? How do they impact our lives through the choices they're making? So we will be illustrating this with the readings as we get going here. Also, I'm going to use a 24-card layout, which is customary for me when I am meeting one-on-one with my clients. It's something I'm most comfortable with, and it also gives me an opportunity to see what's going on, the fabric of your life, the landscape, if you will. And through that, I can add additional details to the questions that you ask for your reading. So with that, I think I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Saturday Night himself. That would be our very own Jimbo Beggins.
Saturday night's all right for a fight. All right. Anyway, I think it was a little Elton there.
Was that Elton?
I believe it was. Anyway, welcome. But to remind everybody, the show is for educational and informational purposes only.
Yeah.
We want to remind everybody that's on the phone lines or that's in Facebook. If you're international, you have to let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. Like, yeah. Already we have Sophia's in Sweden.
Sophia!
And we have Michelle, who is a birthday girl in the UK.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We have to make sure, Michelle, that we get a reading to you tonight, because on your birthday, it's as if through all the energetic forces that are around you. Remember, this is the day you came into the world. It's as if you're standing at the top of a mountain and you have a 360-degree view of the coming year. And a lot of times, future things will also kind of creep in there, too. So we will not end the show tonight before we
I'm getting the question now.
You.
I'm going to get a question from her now, too.
And then save it or do it?
Well, just in case she has to go right now or can't stick around, we can get her in pretty early.
Yes, remember, if you can't stay, those of you that are across the Atlantic Ocean, you know, it's late for you. It's like 5 or more hours later than it is for us. I mean, for us, it's 7 p.m. on a Saturday night. For
prime
some
time.
What?
I said prime
yeah.
time.
And for a lot of you, it's already into Sunday. So remember that if you do get to have a reading, but you can't hang, we will always post.
They're archived on Blog Talk automatically, mm-hmm. and we post them forever on the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Right.
As soon as it's done, I tell it to post forever. It takes a few minutes. It's not immediately available, but it's pretty fast. It won't be like right away as soon as we hang up. All of a sudden it's there. It might take a little while for them to do their thing, the Facebook thing. All right, back to the business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that basically tells you you get to listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement because I always test. I try to always test. Sometimes I forget. If you hear nothing, if there's silence, there has been a fail. You need to call back anytime. Obviously, right now, if you hear silence, that means you're not hearing this message. But in the future, when you call back, if I don't hear shit, it didn't work. And that's fact. It did not work. It broke. It'd be broken. But you will be taken live, especially if you call sooner. If you start calling at the end of the show, things might not be so good for you. But if you're in the queue now, we're going to get to you. Michelle says she's 54 this morning today in the UK.
Well,
so she's probably a day after, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Who cares about a couple hours after midnight? Who gives a squat? When we go live with you phone folks, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. And that's can't break. You don't want to break the law, and you don't want to jeopardize your life or others. Typically, they go hand in hand. The laws are supposed to be out there for that reason, but whatever. Please go off speakerphone and shut down the Bluetooth thing. It doesn't work well on our end. It's probably the most wonderful things for you, of course. But from our experience, when it comes out our little speakers here, there's some problems a lot of times. So if you can, go old school with the phone to the face, all right? I know, everybody wants to be sad. You know, I work a lot with a bunch of people, so I'm pretty much always have that thing to my face. I don't need that thing on speakerphone for everybody to hear the call, so that's pretty normal for me. Also, when we take you live, background noises, probably had them all going because you were waiting. Huh? Shut them all down, kill them, murder them. Stop all the multitasking, running around. Maybe you just got home from work. Maybe you just got home from partying. I don't know what, and you're doing stuff. Stop it, please. Best case scenario is you can just go park, but in a nice, comfortable room that's quiet and has good cell phone reception, all right? Please do these things. Please. Sound quality just becomes a nightmare after it goes through the computer world. Can become a nightmare. It's unpredictable, basically. Unpredictable. It can be nice and smooth all the time. And then somebody's in a different tower area, and by the time it goes through the computer system, our computer or our speaker, sometimes it's pretty rough. Sometimes you can't tell. It can be on speakerphone and it sounds beautiful. You don't know. Let's see. Facebookers? Well, 7 minutes ago, so her birthday actually really just happened.
Well, happy birthday.
So, stroke of midnight. When she said this morning, she meant this morning as in this morning for them.
Oh,
I thought she meant like when she woke up. She means right now this morning.
Oh, right now.
Because it's very early in the morning there right now. 7 minutes ago, she said.
Oh, yeah, it's afternoon.
Technically, it's morning. You're right. It's a.m. on the clock. We still look at it as night, you know, when we're out doing stuff.
What, midnight?
Yeah, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We still call it night while we're awake.
And really, if you're a diehard partier, as we used to be, you don't even think it's morning until you see that sun starting to rise.
that's rough when you, a lot of these overseas folks don't know about, I don't think they have states that have weird laws about closing bars early and stuff. But I know like in New York sometimes, I've been out and the sun has risen. I'm like, it's going to be a rough day if some of those places don't close.
And what is that old...
City that never sleeps, they call it.
Right, what is that old saying? You were, last night, you were screaming with the eagles?
Yep, now you're barking with the dogs. Yeah, you're screaming with the eagles all night long. Now this morning, you'll be barking with the dogs. Let's see. Yeah, she says it is Cinderella-like for Michelle. It is very Cinderella-like. Yep, the pumpkin thing, yes. So Sophia says, on March 4th, you'll have to... We'll be, you know, sometime on the weekend, we're going to do a reading, Sophia. That's her birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will have to hit you up for your birthday reading.
So she said the weekend of the 4th, if we're live, she wants a birthday reading. Well, of course you'll get one. You just have to tell us when you're there, hey, it's my birthday, I'd like a reading. Or if you want it the day before to be safe because you don't know if we're on the next day, we got it. It's cool. It doesn't have to be the day of, does it?
No.
It can be within a little bit before the day of or a little bit after. It all works out, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a three-day span there.
Yeah, ish. She's a Pisces, she says.
Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back in the day, they were called cold fish.
Flippity flip flop.
You know, and I don't believe that now. But I think they, over the years, astrology has really gained a lot in terms of its own insights.
She says, guess it would be the 5th of March. Okay, well,
okay,
you just come and talk to us during that weekend, and we'll discuss it then. It's all going to be good. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. You're covered.
And I do want to set you up to come on board here. I can have you, like, over this device,
which is
the portal.
We do need to plan it so she
we'll
can
put you on here,
yeah,
and you could demonstrate your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
To our audience.
Whatever you decide that you would like to do.
We'll advertise that in advance. You know.
Yeah, in advance. You can do some readings.
Speaking of the cards, there are 12 face cards, 12 signs of the zodiac. I've often thought it would be really cool if we could get somebody who is very, very familiar with astrology. That they might be able to incorporate that into the face cards. It might be, I don't know.
Sophia said she'd love to do that.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
It's just a matter of coordinating. You don't want to do it on the fly. No. Yeah, right now, the second, nobody likes that.
There are
the
so
spot.
Many correlations between deck of playing cards and the calendar that when I first learned this, I was like, wow, this is kind of mind blower. That there are, of course, 12 face cards, 12 zodiac signs, 12 weeks. To each season, you play with 52 cards. There's 52 days in the year. No, week.
2 weeks.
52 weeks, yes. There are two colors that symbolize each half of the year.
Yeah, that one's a little weak.
Well, I
that one, it's kind of weird because there's four seasons.
Well, there's the equinox.
But there's
and
the summer solstice and the winter solstice.
Yeah,
so maybe you got that going. I don't know.
And the four, I'm just thinking four... The four suits represent the four elements of creation. And there are, like you said, four
seasons.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
And that was a singing group. Okay.
Yeah, it was. Yep. If you add up what they call all of the pips on a deck of playing cards, it comes to 365. There you have it.
The freaking wonders of the damn world we live in. Holy goat urine.
And yet... In my research, the farthest back I could go was that in the early days in China, cards were invented by those who were workers with the emperor at that time. They were invented to entertain his concubines.
Interesting.
Yeah. So then, of course, the gypsies got a hold of them, and that's when people started to get scammed.
A lot of stuff was invented in China.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a pretty big advanced civilization for its time.
That's true.
And nobody even knew it existed forever. Well,
yeah,
they knew they existed.
Were they aggressive from the very start?
No, well, they were maybe amongst themselves, and they never bothered anybody in like Europe, because they probably didn't know Europe was there either. They didn't or give a damn, you know, whatever, yeah.
Well, it was really boring, wasn't it, when we were young and in school? I thought world history was awful.
I hated it till I was an adult.
Yeah, and American history, even though we're kind of youngsters out there in the world, That was just as bad. It was a big yawn.
Hated it as a kid. Love it as an adult.
I wanted them to do like the history of rock and roll, you know.
And also from the UK. Welcome.
Man, good to have you. Yes. All right.
Catherine, she didn't know we were on. Yeah, you never know with us, Catherine.
I wonder why she doesn't get notified.
I don't. Maybe she's not new, but she's not a super old regular.
Are you following?
The Psychic Love Doctor show. If you like, follow it. You should get notifications. When is the mystery to the whole universe here? Sometimes they're semi-instantaneously. Sometimes they're never. Sometimes they're, should get live notifications. Bottom line is sometime, I would say later in the afternoon, she's Eastern time zone with us. Just go to the show page, Psychic Love Doctor show page, and you should see a post.
Yeah.
And if you're really not sure, go like an hour before normal showtime, and you will see a post. And if you don't see one, probably not going to go down, because we usually try to do it within an hour or two if we forget.
But if you come looking for us.
She follows it on Blog Talk.
Ah, that's
then
the other way.
If you follow on Blog Talk, then you have to go on Blog Talk. I don't think they have a notification
system.
They
do. It says if you follow the show, you'll get an... I get them. Because
Drew,
I follow
how
my
do you
own
get
short.
Them?
I get a... notification.
How do you get a notification?
Because if you look around...
How do you get notified? Does somebody in your sleep tap you on the shoulder? How is that notification made to you?
Because if you look...
It's just like a court case. Don't tell me because. I said, how are you getting notified?
What device
is telling you?
I'm new. I go on the Blog Talk. I click our show.
So you got to go on Blog Talk. You don't get a notification if you don't go on the
website. You go on there and there's a thing that says follow the show or
arrest my case.
Get notified and then there it is.
Prosecution arrest. That's all
you
I wanted to get out of
that.
It. You have to go on Blog Talk. You're not going to get notified if you don't go on Blog Talk is my point. That's all I was getting at. There's no email thing, right?
Yeah, you get an email.
Oh, so see, now you're holding back. Now, see, this is like a court case. Well, now you're lying by omission. You didn't talk about that. You can also get email notifications when somebody's going live.
You can.
That's why I was at
from Blog Talk.
It was funny because I'm saying how, and you go because. You're like, no, that's not the answer. Because how? How do you get it? What form do you get it in? That's why lawyers probably go to bars and drink because it pisses them off. They can't get an answer.
There's a really good lawyer on TikTok. Who gives people, trains you on how to be a good testifying individual.
To finish your thought.
And he said, only answer what they ask you.
Yep, yes or no.
Like, yeah, did you or did you not, go to that place?
Yep.
On the night of whatever.
Yes or no?
You're not supposed to say, well, yes, I was actually there, but I left. They want you to just say yes or no.
Yeah, and if it's a real big deal.
They'll ask more questions.
Lawyers will rehearse you on those things.
Yeah,
you
they
understand,
brief you.
Here's what we want you to do. Don't give any information that you are not asked. Do not do that. And don't worry about it. If I think they shouldn't be asking you that, I will object before you get a chance to answer. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
They coach you. It's a coaching.
It sounds like a fun game.
It does sound like a fun game. All right. Let's see. There was a couple other things. Sophia says, as far as Facebook, on the Facebook page, you get it. I guess somewhere on there you say turn on notifications.
Oh.
Abracadabra. Oh, Kevin, if you want notification half hour before the show, put your email address here, which I did, and sometimes it notifies me, and other times it doesn't. Well, yeah, that's the electronic
free
world
service.
We live in,
Yeah.
Blog Talk, you're not paying for that notification. And sometimes you got to check your email. Sometimes your email server, whoever it is, will randomly think something is spam and throw it in a spam folder, just randomly. Sometimes it's not consistent. Some things it throws in spam, and then next day it won't. That's also free, so you get what you pay for there, too. Shall we go to the show, or shall we remind everybody what day it is today?
Oh, let's tell everybody what day it is today.
Today is Pluto Day. And you know, so they don't say national because this is the whole globe. This is Earth. This isn't just national. It's Pluto Day, the planet. Well, the ex-planet of 17 years ago anymore. It was discovered in 1930 on this day, I believe, officially discovered. There's probably, there's talk, probably somebody's thought. Back in those days, they didn't actually see it in the telescope. They weren't that powerful, you know. They would do that photography. What you do is you get a telescope and it follows the stars, take a picture, and then later on you take a picture and you should see the exact same stars, but you say, oh, this one little dot moved. That's something that's moving in there. It's a little, that's a planet moving or an asteroid or something. And then they figure it out from there.
Tell them about your...
Well, obviously it's not a planet anymore. No, it's a dwarf object in the Kuiper Belt and blah, 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 blah. And, never heard of Pluto Day. No, I never heard of the day either. But you know what? Michelle, you're in the UK, first of all. And maybe you guys have websites. Maybe, I don't know if the UK has their own days, but there's also international days. If you can say, what day is it today? If you Google it, and sometimes you'll see things that pop up. Every day has got something.
It's also wine day.
It's not
day.
Just one day. That's National Drink Wine Day. National, which would be for us.
Yeah.
Because it's an American website, but you guys might have some stuff too. Every day has like a whole bunch of official days. Official, I say, you know, mind you, what that really means. Not like our Congress declared that.
And tell them about your T-shirt.
Well, you know, a lot of us didn't like that. But they just said, Pluto, you know, there could be a planet after all. But from 1930 till 2006, you were a planet. And all of a sudden, yeah, not anymore. You're not. You don't meet the scientific criteria. There was a few things. One was size, and there was other stuff, too, a few other things. So I have a T-shirt. I haven't pulled it out of storage yet. That used to, it was really cool. This place, it was a great T-shirt that I bought from this company. It said, bring back Pluto. People would, and I'd wear it out to like outside events and stuff. People would be like, me too.
And the other one I really
like. My favorite one, I didn't buy the T-shirt yet. I should buy it. It was a T-shirt, a picture of like a message. It said, Dear NASA, like written in a letter form, your mom thought I was big enough, signed Pluto. That's the one I should have bought. But I still could if I wanted. I'll get back into the T-shirt days. All right, we've made the people on hold antsy enough. Let's take a caller.
I think we should.
Yeah, we're going international. I think I've given all my shout-outs. If I missed anybody on the international show, let me know on Facebook. Or let me know if you're a caller, because we're getting one right now. We'll give them one once we find out their name. We're going to Area 2. Oh, they're plowing apart. 780, Canada. 780, welcome. Who are we talking to?
Hello there.
Hey, Deborah. Jimbo, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. See, I told you I thought it was
Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, international shout.
Thanks for having me.
Are you also in Facebook Live?
Hi.
Yes, I am. I'm just watching. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Jay there. Okay, well, then, yes. So he is there. I didn't recognize the Facebook Live profile. I didn't click it to really read it. I just thought, hey, there's a Jay in there, but I don't know who that is. So. Oh, now I know they're one in the...
Well, we get a lot of bogus, you know.
What? No,
oh,
well,
trolls.
Yeah.
They usually don't have cool names like his. They usually are like, or I am a super psychic type thing.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Sorry you waited a long time.
Oh,
so.
That's okay.
We're ready to roll.
It's all yours, buddy.
Tell us what's up.
Hey, just an update. So I didn't get the extension on the job. So next week is going to be my last day, the 24th. But what they did is instead of giving me like 2 months of pay, they actually give more than that. So it's great for the severance pay. I was really more than I expected, but it was quite generous for them to do that. So thank you to them.
That does
and,
help.
And now it's like job hunting. So Deborah was mentioning the last time I was talking to her, or she mentioned during the reading, is that, you know, we're going to pick a job that's going to last a little bit longer because the economy might be tanking, right? So so the question is actually which industries or jobs I go into. Would it be like home or construction, that type of business, parts person, or technical? So that is my question.
They sure didn't give you much time.
No.
No,
what, for what?
For your...
Like notice. Like notice you go bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they gave me actually since the end of, like, November to do it. But the extension was short notice.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about, the extension part, yeah.
Okay, let's do a little life coaching here, Jay.
All righty.
If you, let's say I handed you a magic wand and you could make a job... just magically appear.
Of all the ones that are out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would be the one that you would pick? What does your heart speak to you about a particular industry or path for you?
Well, it'll be something that would be growing from now on, and be, I think it'd be mostly in, I don't like to say this on there, but it'd be mostly anything to do with death. Cremation services, things like that. There's a job I'm applying for. It's about medical equipment. So that looks really promising too. So I'm going to apply for that job. But something like that.
There are fields that will never go away and are only slightly affected by economy. I mean, people got to have medical stuff. It doesn't matter what the economy's doing, right?
That's a got to have, yeah.
People are born every day. People die every day. Economy doesn't give a damn about if they, you know, that stuff. So there's some industries that are semi-givens. You know, obviously they tweak up and down a little bit, but they never tank usually. Unless it's a new business.
No,
right. New businesses, you never know. But if it's an established business and they're rocking and rolling in the medical field, they're probably going to keep rocking.
I'm glad you mentioned new business. I was just reading today, kind of like ironically, since you're mentioning this, about a new wrinkle in terms of burials that's opening up. And what it is green decomposition.
Well, that's been around.
Well, this is now really taking over.
Okay, but I remember hearing about it many years ago.
They want to get away from embalming people with, you know, all the different chemicals that they use. So what they're doing, and I actually saw actual pictures of this, they aren't cremating them. They're putting them in a shroud, and they're putting them out in nature, like burying them that way, where the whole thing will decompose. And as this gets going, they're going to need people to, you know, be supporting staff and, you know what I mean? So there are opportunities.
Yeah, brand new, outside the box type things.
Yeah, I think that what you mentioned about medical instruments? Medical equipment?
I'm working, there's a technical job for medical equipment.
Medical equipment.
I think it looks right up your alley.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Deb.
I was
going to ask a question more than that. Was that as far as selling it, or was that as far as maintenance and repairs and stuff, putting it together?
Yeah, like, it'd be like, maintenance of equipment, such as scooters and things like that, beds.
Sure, yeah.
Things like that. So
I mean, that equipment doesn't just not break down. So,
no,
a lot of them, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, a lot of these hospitals buy this equipment, and then they have to have vendor people come in to do maintenance
on
it. Yeah, yep. Well, no, sometimes they'll probably purchase a contract, I would assume. But
years
back
ago,
they
hired them like as regular. You know, they were multifaceted jobs. But now they need...
I could also see like a giant... The problem is a lot of this equipment comes from all different vendors, so you can't have like one guy maintain
them
all.
No, you can't.
Which would be the perfect role, but here you go, back to...
But that is looking very strong potential for you. And you're going to actually, getting a better job, it always helps when you've got a job.
Well, because you're not desperate also.
Yeah.
It looks good to the people. They're like, oh, he's not desperate either. So he just wants to improve himself. We like that.
So I really think that's going to open up a new door for you very soon. And, you know, there's been a lot in terms of job satisfaction that your cards indicate that you've lacked in certain ways. And that's going to be... new in this new endeavor. You're going to experience more of that kind of satisfaction, that sense of completeness of doing something that really matters, you know.
Okay. So what do you mean by that, Deborah? I mean, I wasn't satisfied at my own job
it was somewhat lacking.
Okay, I understand. Yeah
it was not fulfilling. It wasn't like something maybe what you had going, there was a job, it had money, it had security, but it wasn't I can't imagine myself doing this for another 50 years type deal, right?
Right, and this is an aspect of changing work, you know, that's going to help save lives, it's going to further the medical. Well, they are an industry.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is a business. I mean.
And in many ways, your life is really going to change. New friends, new coworkers. It's a whole different atmosphere. Yes. And with it is coming, Jay. New romantic opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We okay. The love doctors.
Funny.
She can't help herself. Love is in the air, you know.
I'm like Noah. I want everybody to go two by two.
She's got to throw that out. If she sees it, she doesn't make it up. If she doesn't see the love stuff, she's not going to throw it out there for you.
No, I wouldn't.
Right. So, I mean, she's throwing it out there, you know. Obviously, your biggest question was the industry job.
Yeah, you're going to land on your feet.
That was the
very
big thing.
Very nice.
For sure.
Yeah. So,
but, like,
Which ones are you doing?
Oh, I forgot. I'll give a quick intro real quick.
Yeah.
That was The Sound of Harps. I forgot to mention that. I almost always do. And that means that when the reading with Deborah is concluded, I'll play the harps, and then she'll be done, and I will give you an angel card reading. Tonight is the old school, literal angel card reading, the old school ones we have. We got a whole bunch of angel cards. We have a whole bunch of angel cards, and we rotate them around, and tonight it's the standard one, and for Jay, the subject is claircognizance, and it's from Archangel Uriel. Pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are unanswered. Although, they are answered prayers. That'd be unanswered would be fucked up. Yeah,
yeah, it was.
They are answered prayers of thoughts and ideas that come to you.
Yeah.
Archangel
Uriel. I'm going to give you a little seed of something here that I think is going to grow in terms of your thoughts and your ambition. You are going to bring an innovation to this next field that you're getting into. And if you look at things really metaphysically, Jay, you were meant to be let go from that job because it was time for you to, you know, get rolling, get more in line with your true future. And you're going to figure out something and working, you know, doing the things that you're going to be doing, that you are going to bring forward a design that is going to knock them on their butts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite common in the industry that the people they don't expect to come up with stuff do come up with stuff. Now, they will own that patent or whatever, but it doesn't matter. They're going to reward you, and you can pat yourself on the back and feel good about yourself.
And maybe write your own ticket.
And then they'd be like, hey, this guy he came up with something like that, then I guess he needs to keep working on different stuff like that.
Yep, and I think that you'll really feel alignment in terms of your professional goals, and your personal life's going to get a good shot in the arm, too.
Yeah, you make a company a lot of money.
They will.
They don't just ignore it. They don't be like, hey, that was cool. He did that once. We don't care anymore. They'll be like, whoa, let's put the spotlight on him for a while and see if this is a trend. Because if it is, we have a freaking gold. We have a gold mine here.
Yeah, maybe it'll be the J thermodynamic something.
Hey, let's not get carried away. I don't know if he's into thermodynamics. I don't know that he's not. I do not know.
I'm just kind of joking.
I know. I mean, I don't think a lot of people like thermodynamics. But anyway, let's go on. Yeah.
All right, Jay, good luck to you, and please join us again.
And yes, definitely
love
good
you.
Luck to you.
All right, we want to hear how things are going.
Go Canada.
All right,
I'm grateful.
Oh, he was going to say something.
Well, sorry, Jay. I had to put you on mute. Sorry. And we are move on. Thoughty, if you have something, you could type it in. You type it in Facebook if you had a really cool. If you had a last-minute thought, type it in Facebook, and I'll relay it to the world.
Yes, he will.
I shall do so. All right. And on that note, we are going to keep on in. We're going to area code 254, Texas. Is this our Gabby?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello there, Miss Gabby.
It's been a little bit. Well, I'm glad you were here. Glad you held forever. You always do. You're very patient, and I know it's not normal. It's hard for you to hold like other people. Welcome.
Yes.
What brings you to the show today?
Yeah, we got COVID.
Well, I got my internet back.
Yay. Good for you.
Google is happy.
Boy, yeah, what a long week.
Long and winding.
Yeah, it was. So good. You can get busy on your future.
Busy.
Yeah, I installed a artificial intelligence writing assistant app on my tablet, and it's been very helpful because I came up with an idea for my new show. It's called The Southern Lights. It's kind of like Guiding Light, but it's in the South.
Oh, I like it.
But yeah, you gotta go out there and start the little beginnings of lots of stuff before you find
too.
The one that works. You gotta be creative. You know that those think tanks, you know those think tanks, marketing stuff like that. They don't just come up with one idea and nail it. People try to throw out 12, 13, 15, 20 until they figure out one that's the one.
That's right.
And that's just, you gotta do it. All right, go ahead.
And then once you've made a name for yourself, all these previous projects that you've done. Oh, they're going to be hungry for more.
Look all that is with writers and musicians and bands. All this stuff they produced early on they thought was garbage. Everybody wants it now because they've been doing rock and roll for 30 years and they broke up. Now they want all that stuff they threw in the basement they didn't like.
Yeah, that's very true. Or they die.
Or die. And same with books.
Yeah.
All these writers write these short little stories. Somebody rejected it. Yeah, just throw it down here in the basement. I'll keep moving on from famous. All right.
Then they want the early works of Gabby.
Oh, yeah. Then they're
you
like,
know,
holy
something
crap.
Like that.
Then some publisher would be like, you know, did you ever get rejected a bunch of times and throw something in a box? Yeah.
Well, bring it on.
We're going to put it out there and get some kick butt. All right.
Okay, so Gabby, what is your question for me?
Yes, what you got?
Well, I got an email from one of my friends from Twitter who wants to do an audio drama podcast.
Oh my gosh, like the old days of radio?
Yeah, like the old episode of Guiding Light and everything. And she said she was interested in me doing one with her, or like she has one that she's creating and she's thinking, well, maybe I can have you come and write one. So I don't know, like,
oh,
and I was
my
gonna
God. Yeah, go ahead.
Let her finish.
Yeah, and I was gonna text Scott Rudin, but I kind of realized that he's kind of like not a good idea, so I didn't hear back from him when I texted him. So that's a good thing. So I'm wondering, like, should I keep on going with this like audio drama podcasting?
It is really retro and awesome.
Retro. Sometimes retro dies, and sometimes retro blows up.
I had this idea about 15 years ago.
How can you not try it?
It was too early.
I would try it.
Yes, because look at, we're getting retro with music. They're finding, like you were saying, the early works of, you know, and maybe disco will come back.
And there is a lot of times people can only listen. They can't watch.
Exactly.
There's a lot of times.
Oh, my God.
Tons of times people are driving or they're at work and they have their little earbuds in. And bosses say, you can have earbuds in to listen to music while you work if it helps you, but they're listening to other stuff, comedy or something. There's a lot of people that the audio doesn't do them any good. I mean, the video doesn't do them any good anyway, so they only want the audio.
Well, that's true. You're traveling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody's listening to things.
Yes. I know a guy that used to put movies in his machine at work, and he would just listen to it, which I thought was interesting. He
just start for company?
I don't know. Maybe ones he had already seen or something. He would put movies in and just listen. He would never watch them because, you know, then you would get in trouble. They didn't care if you listened to stuff. So it was legal to do so at work. Legal.
Well, when I'm home by myself, I always have at least one or two or three televisions on as I'm cleaning, but I'm not watching them. I'm just...
So the big picture is that has a lot of possibilities.
Oh, it does.
It's retro. You know, everybody's trying to bring things back. You know, sometimes it succeeds and sometimes it fails, but death is putting the cards down.
Do you have a career? Can you give me a short career reading? Is that possible?
Short career reading? I think you probably mingle that in there with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
First of all, you two got to get your, you know, your shiz together.
But now that you have internet,
yes,
and just emails alone, you guys can do lots of discussion. It doesn't have to be live all the time.
Put together a preliminary script.
Sure.
Because you can't. It would be better not to just go with an idea. You've got to give them something they can look at. What is that beeping?
Somebody must be calling it on their phone.
It's mine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we understand. No, we don't care. We thought it was our end. We were, like, freaking out. Like, what's the beep?
No, what I can help you with.
Yes.
Once you've got all your characters and you've figured out what they will be like, we can do, and I've done this for others that were in, that were actors, or they have been book writers, that kind of thing. We can look at the cards to see, is this character going to be strong enough? Have you guys, you two, given her or him enough, I don't know, have you fleshed out enough about this character? And we can use the cards to improve what you're working on. So your career reading is, yeah, you're still sitting on ice there for a while, but you've got plenty of time to really start manifesting what you want to do, to get out there, and never hurts to do a market study. See what's going on, because you've got internet now. You can cruise around.
That's true.
Check things out.
You can see if some people are already attacking that
and
retro stuff, but it doesn't mean you can't
no.
either. But you can see if somebody's even opened the door.
Yeah, and the thing is, remember, you can't trademark like a gas station, but you can have an even better gas station, all right? So you can't have a monopoly on it. But if somebody's doing it and it's kind of feeble and lame, hey, make yours better.
Right, like if you have like this, I want a reality show about this subject, you can't really nail that down, but if you got some kind of actual scripts, well, then you can copyright stuff like that.
Oh, God, people are going to love this.
Slogans you can trademark and, you know, yeah, different stuff. But the actual just big picture, I want a show about Terminators. Well, there's a lot of them out there.
But, yeah, there is.
Yeah, they're cool, actually, all of them. But anyway, go ahead.
And make sure that you pick the right representation.
Representation.
You want somebody to have the correct vision, the focus for you. Somebody that's
okay.
just... Somebody who's going to peddle your project, okay? But they have to believe in it, too.
Have to believe in it, and you know they have to benefit somehow financially, just as long as they don't screw you over. But, if you know, people that have agents, the agents make money. But they do want the best for you because it benefits them, too. You just don't want the ones that are going to totally take all your crap and screw you.
I can't imagine they'd be unscrupulous like that.
There's a lot of unscrupulous agents, though. But look at all the stories you've seen, like all the like TLC, how they got screwed out of all their money when they came up. You know, yeah, you got to watch out. The bottom line is nowadays it's easier because there wasn't much internet. Nowadays you have internet. Anybody that says, I want to take you on, you can scrutinize the crap out of them, run background checks and everything.
That's true. You really can.
You do your due diligence, and if they're or if you're like, huh. That guy doesn't have any background noise. He probably changed his identity, and that's a sign. So,
it is true.
Yeah.
But for right now, focus on the, you know, laying the groundwork, having your foundation, and working together. I think you can pull this off. I really do. I think it could be super big. You're going to gain notice from those who are already in the business.
Typically,
that maybe their light is going out a little bit. Don't take in any, you know, I'm trying to think of what would be actors or actresses that might, you don't want anybody to take it from you.
Yeah, you don't want somebody that is looking, I'll help you with this and we can be partners, but they're really going to try to steal it from you.
Yeah, just using a name. Let's say it was Madonna and she came forward and said, I love this and I want to be that Southern Belle in your program, but maybe she really just wants to make this her vehicle, you know, to success.
Okay.
That's an example. It could be a million other examples. They could just remember, that's just one example. Don't think actress could be a lot of different things.
And look at what happened with Shonda. What's her last
Rhymes.
Name? Yeah.
Who?
What? Say it again. Rhymes.
Shonda Rhymes, my hero.
You know the girl that
Who's
played.
That?
She wrote. She put in. She wrote a screenplay with no background, sent it in on Grey's about Grey's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I
and
gotcha. Yep.
It was going to be like a summer replacement, but it ended up being, well, look at what, how many years is it in now? 18, 19?
4 billion years.
But she had this Catherine Hagel who played Izzy. I thought Izzy was phenomenal in that show. But that woman, what's her name? Catherine got a little too big for her own britches. And turned down an Emmy nomination. She felt that the show had not given her the Izzy character, Catherine Hagel.
Oh, I didn't know. That's what I was waiting for the last name. Gotcha.
And so she
right.
said, no, I'm going to move on and make all these brilliant movies, and they kind of flopped. So now
don't we see that happen quite
she
often?
She tried to come back, and Shauna went, nope, you're out of here. Mm-mm.
See, the problem is you know who did that?
Who?
Was the Chicken Friends.
Which one?
The one that does movies even to this day still. What's her name?
Jennifer? No.
Aniston.
Yeah.
She was successful in leaving. It wasn't her. I mean, they ended it. It wasn't because she wanted to leave. But when she left, her movie career blew up. So everybody thinks that's going to happen. And all the rest of them we see dive. They dive.
They do.
So and they said, well, Jennifer Aniston did it. She left. And she made more money. So they all think they can do it. It's like, yeah.
And you know what, Gabby?
If you got a good gig.
When I first started in radio over 7 years ago, I contacted she was a general manager for a big radio network. And she said she was sitting and looking right out on Hollywood Boulevard out there. And she told me that celebrities in this day and age are now choosing projects, movies or TV, intuitively. That they're not, before they used to, you know, like Bruce Willis, somebody said recently, the last 10 years, his movies were kind of crap. But what he was doing is he was making money so that, because he was already starting to have health issues. And he wanted to make sure he had enough money to leave for the family.
And he probably took roles that were easier because he was having issues.
Yeah, he had an earwig where they were prompting him.
Right. So he took easier roles, and you know, he made the money, built it up, and knowing that he's going to have to retire forever. What do you got?
So that woman said, "Don't be afraid to start small. Go small and dream big." So, Gabby, call us again. Be in touch and email. I love you to death.
Real quick, your angel card reading. Subject is career transition.
Yeah.
Archangel Shamayaz, your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
Oh, how awesome.
So there you go. Everything.
Thank you, guys.
Keep on, keep on.
We're going to cheer you all the way to the finish line.
Rock and roll, daddy-o.
You guys take care. Also, my mom, that's the anniversary of my mom's death is tomorrow, so I kind of needed this to know.
Oh, honey.
Well, our heart goes out to you.
It really does. No, Gabby, make sure you stay out of trouble. You got to hang on to that internet.
You
got to
hang
on
to the internet.
Like it's your baby.
Use it for work.
Oh, trust me, I am.
Use it for work. Don't be doing anything crazy. All right.
Okay.
All right, honey. Take care.
We shall talk again.
You too.
All right.
All right. We're going to area code 775, which looks like it's Nevada, but is it, Wendy?
Hello, Wendy.
Hi, both of you. You'll never guess what happened yesterday after I spoke with you. Remember the refrigerator story?
We do. What happened?
Well, as soon as I said goodbye to you, I go out into the living room, and it had been delivered. And it was the wrong size. I ordered 4.8, but they delivered 4.5, which, of course, is lesser value.
Yeah.
So company beginning with an A, and they couldn't contest it. And they actually contacted the seller for me, and the seller was so sorry. He said that's not the way he does business, and he was very sorry. And he actually said, keep the one that was delivered. It's mine to keep, and he would refund me totally for that other one.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew he was going to say it too, because if you think about the actual price of that object, it discontinued, and he thought, do I need to send somebody all? I screwed up, so I feel bad. And do I need to have somebody go all the way out there and get that thing and take it back? Why don't I just tell her to keep it?
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know what? How is it?
I'm going to tell you both something that is absolutely the truth. I almost feel like this is manifestation, because I swear to you, when I placed that order, the minute I placed it, I knew I was going to end up getting a free refrigerator. I did know that.
That's awesome. Hey,
in the last year, similar incidences have happened about two other times. And I'm just placing my order, But then I have that intuition when I place it, I'm going to get this for free.
Intuition, that's your
now
department.
Now look at you there.
That's your department, Deb,
yes,
intuition.
Wendy, you are very intuitive.
See, that's your department.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you certainly
well,
are.
Well, I am. And also, the man's going to call me on Monday. And I'll be really kind. And I said, I do not want anybody to get in trouble, please. And because I am a very kind person.
Yes.
Everybody's human. I'm not perfect. And but for my question today, I remember my friend Rosie from South Lake Tahoe.
Yes.
We've been great friends for so many years. We talked about the men in our life, work, clothing, food, everything, every single day practically. And then she went on to lunch with the next boyfriend in October, which was great.
Yes.
And then I haven't heard from her since. So I guess I want to be realistic. I guess she's decided to not have our friendship anymore is all I can think of.
So you have heard
nothing, wrong.
You've heard nothing since the last time we talked about this? Nothing?
Absolutely nothing. And I swear to you, honestly, I did absolutely nothing wrong. I've been very supportive of her. And I the last thing I said to her was, well, have fun. Call me later. So I wasn't in any way judgmental or anything.
No. And
I remember the last reading.
It's heartbreaking,
too.
But
yep.
Often people, they've shared with us what they're supposed to, and then it's as if they move on.
And sometimes they're so desperate and they're so gaga over a guy, and the guy probably says, you know, I kind of don't like her. And she's like, well, then I'll get rid of her. They're so gaga and head over heels. They dump everybody because they're so locked in this person.
Did you want me to look at it to
yeah.
see what she's feeling about you? Or
sure.
You
sure. Basically just to know if she's ever going to text me or call me or email me.
No, that's right.
So we can reinitiate. I would definitely ask her what in the world happened. Maybe not on the first phone call, but I would ask her, you know, if she ever did reach out to me again, what in the world happened.
Real quick, I gave an international shout out earlier to Suzanne, but I did not narrow it down to Scotland.
Scotland.
She's been here for a while. Thank you, Suzanne. She's awesome. She's here all the time. And
yeah, you really are awesome.
Yeah.
All of you. My God, it's the middle of the night
yep.
for these
we
people.
We appreciate you. Lily's here, too. She's not from Scotland.
Lily.
She's not from Scotland.
Lily,
you know
I'm laying
what?
Your cards out.
Lily
as
didn't
we
feel
speak.
Like calling in tonight because we know her area code well. But it's okay.
Yeah.
She just wants to listen. We understand. And I love Scotland, too, as in I love single malt scotch.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Don't
oh.
dare put water on it. Don't dare put ice on it. If that scotch is worthy of drinking, then it shall not be diluted or tainted. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I think you're exactly right. Your friend is with the guy. But she is, oh, boy, there's so much grief and sadness around her coming from her that it's as if, I'm not sure if it's a health issue. I'm not sure if it's an emotional issue, but something has happened there, and it's preventing her from reaching out to you. Now, you know, for the sake of this relationship, you might want to periodically drop her a note or however you, a text or, you know, something is just very dark and heavy around her, but the man is there, and he may be the cause of it. It's hard to tell, like Jim said.
Well, his name is Ron, and she's known him for a long time, and she is very sensitive because she confides, and then she, of course, she does not want any to be judgmental, and I was not judgmental. I celebrated for her. You know, have fun. I mean, how much more supportive could I be? So did you say that I should maybe send her a text or just leave it alone?
No, I think you should try to reinstate some contact with her. This woman is in a state of suffering here. And I'm trying desperately to kind of peel back the layers on it and find out what it is. And my first instinct is that she's received a bad diagnosis of something. And it's caused her to kind of curl up in a ball. What?
And sometimes when you send people emails or text or voicemails of encouragement and they don't respond, it doesn't mean they don't appreciate getting that.
That's true.
It just means they didn't respond for some reason. So it's, if you send that, don't say like, well, they don't want to hear from me. No, don't think that necessarily.
No, and you know what? By you extending the kind of love and friendship that you have shared for so long, I mean, there's a blessing in that for you. And also, she may be like me, where when there is something like a huge, something that is troubling me in a big way, I become very reclusive. I won't answer messages. I won't take phone calls. I just need time to like heal myself from it or pull myself back together. But
right,
I think you should keep reaching out.
Yeah.
And don't have preconceived notions about this, that she's avoiding you. I don't see that.
Exactly. You know, well, if you didn't do anything,
I think what you're talking about is unconditional love.
Yeah.
And like, if you feel like it, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't have to pelt them with like 5 messages every day. Just let them know once. I haven't heard from you. You probably got stuff going on. Let you know I'm here for you when you need me. Stuff like that. And if you don't hear anything, it doesn't mean something to them.
Yeah.
You just didn't hear from them.
And Wendy, don't read into this, but I'm just going to ask you a question. If she were to pass away, would you be told? Would you know?
Would somebody tell you?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think anybody would. I mean, we've been friends for 41 years. We've been through so much.
Yeah.
And she's been so appreciative because I've been very emotionally supportive and I've helped her with stuff. I moved away from Tahoe, from the casino environment for working, which was a huge change. And then to survive in Sacramento, I went to business college. I got to, I know about computers. And I'm very technical with computers. And when our conversation went that way, I was extremely kind with her. And I taught her how to do stuff on her iPhone. And because I know how important it is for somebody to be patient, because if somebody is short with me, then I take 10 steps back. And really out of strength, because the message is, if you don't have respect for me, I don't have time for you, not because of hurt feelings. And so I think she knows that if something like that was going on, maybe experiencing my sincere love for her as a sister, friend, that would just make the pain well up inside of her. I don't know.
Well, we have to also bring in the possibility here that she could have had a stroke, a very debilitating stroke. She could have dementia, where maybe she wouldn't even remember you now. You know, we've got to remember that things happen to good people. And he likely would not, maybe, you know, he wouldn't even think to reach out to you. So
well,
I'm just saying, yeah, go ahead.
I thought about sending her a card, but then if I didn't receive a response, I'd wonder if she ever got it or if maybe it was interceded by another person.
I would send the card.
I would send cards
mm-hmm.
if you have emails and texts. It doesn't hurt to do it. If she doesn't get it, she doesn't get it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because really what that comes down to is my ego.
Yeah, really, yes.
I don't know if ego's right.
Well,
I think you're telling me, I'm not sure, maybe you're saying there's the possibility that she may be interested in continuing our friendship.
Of course.
And that, and that maybe it would be expedited if I reach out to her.
Sort of, kind of. I think what she's saying is that she never was not interested in your friendship. There's a lot of stuff going on. She hasn't responded, but it's not because she doesn't like you anymore.
It is
like
not.
That. There's
and
a whole
know,
bunch of shit going
Wendy,
on in her life.
She may have a caregiver who will respond to you.
This new guy could be a dickweed and stuff, but if you keep reaching out and she gets the messages, right, she gets them.
Yeah.
If she can't respond, that doesn't mean they're not doing her good. You just don't get the benefit of knowing that. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would keep doing what you're
and
doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
We're going to have to
and you know what?
What?
Yeah. I can't tell you exactly the details on this, but the caregiver that I have, there was something kind of weird. Well, for one thing, it's standby assistance while I shower, and it's a small bathroom. So she's supposed to sit right by the door with the door open, so God forbid if I fall, she could be right there.
Right.
But sometimes she's not right there. She kind of goes down the hallway a little bit, and that's not what I'm paying $100, you know, for an hour for. And so there is that issue. And also, she was talking to me one day while I was in the shower, and she was holding her cell phone, and I still had my nightgown on, but she said, and then I'm not stupid. I may be 71, but I am very much 2023. She was holding her cell phone, and I swear to God there might have been a picture taken, which I think is awfully weird.
Not weird.
So I even went off to Facebook to see if maybe on her website, because that was just such a strange thing to do. I'm thinking I might be better off getting a different caregiver. That's my instincts.
You've got to find what's comfortable for you.
Yeah, you don't need cards to tell you that.
No.
You do not need cards.
Just follow your own instincts.
Any kind of flags pop up, you got to trust your gut and say, yeah, that ain't cool. Sounds like somebody that's too immature for their job is what it sounds like. Very too immature.
Yeah. I mean, even I have common sense. I'm very I think about liability and safety and everything. All that. I have a legal point of mine. I should have become a paralegal. I would have loved it being a paralegal. But if the agency knew about how she does certain stuff, they wouldn't like it because it puts them in liability.
Yeah, I would take action on that. And we got to move on. And I had a great, awesome card. Oh, I think this is a good one. And maybe this is about the last thing she talked about. The subject, Wendy, of your card is take back your power. Archangel Raziel, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. And I think you need to act on this. If somebody doesn't make you feel comfortable,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Nothing matters. If they don't make you feel comfortable, you should feel comfortable. I would make a change.
Yeah, you got to be with somebody that makes you feel secure.
Yeah, somebody's wandering away because they're too immature, don't give a shit, then it's time to pick another.
So Wendy, act on that.
Pick another. Don't blow it off. Pick another.
We have to leave you now. We're sorry.
Yep. Thank you so much, though. We appreciate you holding for 1,000 years. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And it's interesting to see that because today I've been looking up Deepak Chopra and Louise Hay and also Wayne Dyer. So I agree with you, and God bless you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy, and bless you too.
Yeah, you've been around the block. You're very smart. Trust your instincts. Trust them. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to go give Michelle her birthday reading. Let's do it. Let's see if she gives any input
Maybe
here.
Maybe Jim will even sing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. No, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to kill anybody. Let's see. She's here. We're listening. She hasn't really given us much for input. She's just telling us that she loves us a long time, but she doesn't give us a question I've asked. She hasn't
even
given us any background or anything. Michelle. Please give us a question. Give us some background. What's going on? What do you care about? What's important right now in your life so we can do this? Suzanne says she sounds great for age and could be taking a picture. And she used to be, the other person could be taking a picture and stuff like that. She's up to something. Yeah. Somebody, that person, and I bet that's very common, and it's sad in the caregiver world, that they're so Let it go. You don't need it.
I know. I'm letting it go.
Let it go. All right, here we go. Michelle, what do you see coming up in the next couple of months? You still didn't give us info, my dear.
Well, I'll just
That's
try
a start.
And wing it.
Tell us quickly, while the cards go down, what do you want to know? What subject are you most interested in the next couple of months? Love, career, finance, housing? Just give us a ballpark so she can work with it. Otherwise, your reading could be very vague. Because as you know, you're here all the time. You see how we interact with these people like every show, so they can be vague. We already know 90% what's going on in their life. We don't know much going on in your life there, Miss Birthday Girl. So hit us with your best shot, as Pat Benatar said. Well, she said, hit me with your best shot. But, yeah, we'll adapt songs as we need to here. Folks that are on Blog Talk Radio, do not fret. As you know, the show did not end at 8 because she scheduled it longer than 8. So you're already good to go. And I shall line up the next color. Ah, that's cool. I always like that city. The city that never sleeps is next. But anyway, let's go back to Michelle.
Okay, Michelle.
In another continent. Love relationship.
Okay. Tell us, are you...
life, love, not sure. Life, love, whatever.
Okay. Are you involved in a relationship? Okay. That would be good for me to go in with. But...
typing it so it's faster. Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I can type faster. We have a delay, basically.
No, she, what did she say? She answered.
She didn't yet. She
no.
Says, no.
Well, you're going to be. But I want you to be very careful. There's a man here going to come into your life. He's going to give you kind of a rush. How do you do it?
So like, he's not a mighty good man.
No, he's not, because he is married.
Oh!
So I want you to not fall for his song and dance. And you know, the first thing when they do admit to it, they say, I haven't loved her for a long time. I'm only here for the kids. Once I can settle with her, we're really separated, but we live in the same house. I mean... just say no.
I recommend,
yeah,
as cheesy as it sounds, and I don't know how available in the UK is, watch the show called Cheaters. Watch many episodes of a show called Cheaters.
They could probably find it on
it's
other
definitely
networks.
On the internet. But, yeah, it'd be, mm-hmm. You know what? I recommend watching it because you're going to hear
every.
These people go to this TV show called Cheaters, and these cheaters are loaded with private detectives, and they nail them, and they bring them out. And you can hear all this when they confront them, you can hear all the crap they spew, right? Excuses they make. And all the people they have lied to that they're cheating with that knew nothing about the cheating.
Exactly.
Some of them, my wife died, or she hates me, she doesn't like me. I mean, they make all this shit up. So Deb says, beware of the...
I'm just telling you, yeah, he's going to really come at you in a big way.
Yeah, beware of the BS.
Yeah.
Okay, and she says, oh, gosh. Well, oh, gosh, yes, but now...
But remember now.
You have a tool now.
The philosophy behind this method is me telling you, you are now going to be able to change that future for yourself.
She laughed and said, I'm staying alone. She's joking me.
Well, so, until the right, you don't need Mr. Right now. You need Mr. Right.
And that happens with people,
yeah,
that actually get burned a lot. They say,
yeah,
I'm not playing the game anymore for a while. They take a leave of absence.
And you know, that's when the right one comes, when you just, be busy with yourself.
Those people that just keep saying every guy I pick is a cheater, an asshole, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Now also, here's another little cautionary note for you. Beware borrowing money to friends within this quarter. This, you know, quarter's like what?
It would be 3 months based on a 12-month calendar.
Because anybody who you give money to, they're not going to pay you back. So if you have a friend or a family member, co-worker, somebody who's saying, gee, I'm really short and I need this money, well, see it as a gift because it's not coming back.
Did you sneeze?
No, why?
Oh, because somebody said bless you.
Oh, I was coughing. I
think. Maybe she thought it was a sneeze.
Thank you anyway.
Or maybe you swore. Sometimes when people swear, they say bless you.
You know, we've shared this before. I love doing research and I wanted to know, why do we say bless you when people sneeze? I found out now it was way back during a plague. I believe it was in Europe, and you would know.
That would typically be the plague, the Black Death, the bubonic plague, I'm sure.
And when people would sneeze, they would say, God bless you, so that you aren't going to get sick and die like everybody else.
Or they probably
else.
Thought they were about to die,
yeah.
So they said, God bless you, you're toast.
Michelle, I don't want this to seem like all gloom and doom for you, but I'm just seeing that you have such a, you have really such a kind, caring, sensitive heart, and people can sometimes take advantage of that. So this is going to turn into a year of discernment for you. It's going to be like decluttering your life of people that are just, you know what I mean.
One of the other angel cards has a declutter card. It's not this one. Because that does matter. That is a thing. That's what got me. It's like declutter. You said declutter. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Never heard her say that, but that is a thing.
If you clean house.
Yep.
With people that are in your life that really aren't bringing anything to your life, it makes room for new ones to come along.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes
sense.
If you've got no vacancy, how can you have new tenants, sort of, kind of, so to speak?
You do have good things coming. There's serendipity in your cards. I think into the summer, you are going to fall madly in love with a wonderful, wonderful future partner, soulmate connection. And I see this as, it's almost like, you know, the feeling of being in love. It's like you're walking on air and you can't stop smiling. And it is going to feel so healing and restoring for you because you don't need these cads, you know, these losers. What did you call them? Dickweeds?
Well, that jackwads.
Yeah,
there's different terms. You know, there's a million terms for these ass wipes.
And you are going to find your life by, let's see, what am I getting? I'm seeing it like toward November. Things are really going to turn around for you. This is going to be a stellar birthday year for you. And one of the best things is the love, real love. And you're going to know it. And this is something people sometimes laugh when I say to them, there is such a thing as love at first sight. That's when that individual walks into your life, all of a sudden with serendipity attached. Jim hates that word.
She said it twice. Okay,
serendipity. There's three. It's like the thing you least expect happening, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Well, I'll give you some feedback a little bit.
All right.
She said, sounds good as not looking for anyone, but nice to know a good one on the way.
Oh, yes.
It is always nice to know. And it's nice to know when you're not looking because desperation can cloud the vision. So that's good that you're not looking.
No, but in your mind, manifest what you would like in that. You know, tell the universe or source, the higher power, tell them, this is what I'm hoping for. This is what I'd like. A man who's, say, understanding, charming, handsome, but not too handsome. The really handsome ones, you know, other women.
But a mighty good man.
Yeah, a mighty good man.
What a mighty good man.
Can't think of who sings that.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
The characteristics that you want. And you'll just know that you know that you know when you see him. It's just going to click. Now, some people, when I do a birthday reading, I'll say, this is going to be a meet cute.
I'm talking to myself. I got a jackwad.
Yeah. This is going to be, like in the movies, they say meet cute. That's like, say, if you're carrying something, say, all these papers go on the ground, and some guy comes up and says, here, let me help you. And that's like a meet cute. Some of them, though, I'd say you are not going to like this guy when you first meet him. He's got a different sense of humor. Yours is not like that. Yours is coming like a true soulmate. It's going to be just so wonderful for you. So this is going to be the year earmarked for love. Cleaning house, figuratively, and, you know.
She said, wow, so cute. And she said something about Aura Joyner in my kitchen falling apart, LOL, for about a minute ago. Which was
her kitchen?
A minute and a half ago, something you said. She said, Aura Joyner in my kitchen falling apart. Something you said a minute and a half ago. I was busy. And I want to step in real quick. Hold all your thoughts. Thank you, Catherine. If anybody ever gets like a Facebook message thing while you're on here live, she said she replied so I could see the person because I didn't see them hit attack her.
Oh,
She said, so-and-so, nope, do that because then I can go on their webpage or fight and block the shit out of them. So thank you, Catherine. Anybody get some kind of person they never saw in this room, try to hit them up for reading and stuff, reply to them and it'll show up here and I can blow them away.
It's probably a bot.
Yeah, like 100% is.
Yeah.
Yep. And I blew them away. And Michelle says, I need to skip people, keep bringing me their unwanted stuff. Can't say no. Yeah, she knows. Yeah, the whole.
Well, I have problems with that big, big word.
Oh, Laura from Canada.
And,
hey, international shout outs. Awesome.
Laura.
Awesome. She likes the reading.
Oh, good. Well, they only get better the more we do them. And I do.
Yeah.
I feel that it's very unethical if I were to charge an arm and a leg when I do, person.
Because
you
only got four unless you've been in combat or something like that. You might even have less if you have amputee. You might even have four.
Four what?
Appendages. You said you charge an arm and a leg. You know, how many are you going to give up? You know?
Well, the thing is, I don't want to attract only rich people. This method is far more suited to helping those that are still struggling.
But if you are rich, you can toss a couple million our way. We're not going to deny it, just to let you know. Don't feel bad if you're rich.
If you're absolutely rich, I will fly to you and spend 2 weeks teaching you this method. But you got to be rich for that. All right. So anyway, Mort, you keep coming, and we will build on this for you. So, yeah, I think that it's going to be a great year, really great year. And just watch Friends with Money. You know, our people that you've got a soft heart. I'm like you. I have a hard time saying no. But just remember, anything you give away financially is really likely not coming back. So.
Yeah, and it happens. And I shall have your mutual card reading. Let me go back. Come on. We got time. Do not fret, callers, is what I'm saying. All right, subject of your angel card reading is passion. This is for Michelle, birthday girl Michelle, Archangel Hanael. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. Trust.
Very
and follow.
Good. Very good.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. I'm not going to sing that. I don't want to hurt her. And she said, yay. She liked it. She went, yay.
Yay. Well, come back for more.
Yep.
And if you are a friend of mine, right now it's Fritzing, but you can always use Messenger. Call me live for free. And we can see you or not see you if you
prefer. Yeah, she has Portal, which is a Facebook product and an Amazon product. And so that's all enough said right there. It's Fritzing.
Yeah. And it's free.
It's Fritzing, and it's not like life or death. It just needs some internet help, and we got to focus on you. We can't play with this right now. So we should go back to the phones. But let's go to the apple that is big, 347. Oh, look at that. I clicked it and it laughed at me.
Hello.
New York. Welcome.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hey there. Welcome.
Hi. How's it going?
Very good. How are
Saturday
you?
Night?
I mean, who are we speaking to?
Yeah.
So my name is Gina, and I'm calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Well, hello there,
yes,
Gina.
Yes, she is in the Big Apple.
And are you new to our show?
I am. This is my first time calling in.
Well, welcome.
And welcome. Have you listened before?
No, this is my first time listening as well.
Well, she's a real newbie.
She's a newbie, but she's been listening for a long time. She's
yeah,
on
you've
the whole
been
for a long time. So that's good that you at least have got the gist of how this works. That's cool.
Absolutely.
So,
awesome.
As a newcomer, we both will need a few details from you.
Yep.
Like, say, your status. Are you working?
Yeah, think of the questions. You can ask a couple questions you want to ask. And then think, well, since I'm new, I should give her background on this because of my question. So
it helps me to build an intuitive link with your
This isn't
your
a parlor
reading.
Trick crystal ball crap where you walk into some circus place. Yeah. This is the real
Sure.
deal.
Okay.
Do it.
Sure.
We're all here.
All right. So I am single. I live on my own, so I live by myself, and I haven't dated someone, I'd say, in about a year. So hopefully that gives a little bit of background, relationship-wise. And my question was just, you know, is there anything coming up for me love-wise in the future, or just is it going to get any better? I think I've just been stuck, I feel, for quite a while.
Well, I want to tell you about that feeling of stuckness. The thing is, it's actually like a cocoon stage.
Huh.
Okay?
And
a lot of people say, well, I just feel stuck. It's not quicksand. It's not like that. But it is a cocoon stage where things around you as well as yourself are going through a transformation. So it's a lot of things are actually happening.
Very good analogy.
You think so?
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
So think of the caterpillar that's going to turn into the butterfly.
Yeah. A lot of people look at those caterpillars and like, we don't really like them. They're not cool. They're weird.
But during the metamorphosis.
They look even weird when they're doing the metamorphosis. When they come out, the final product.
They're gorgeous.
Look at that gorgeous monarch, you know.
So that is one thing to try and remind yourself. It's not stuckness. It's the fact that the world around you and people in it, they're all like coming up to speed for you. All right. So that maybe you might have been living a little ahead of your time.
Yeah. Different wavelengths.
Oh, yeah.
People are different wavelengths sometimes. And sometimes they don't get on the same wavelength. Sometimes they do eventually, you know. It's like traffic. You're in traffic, your car's going at different speeds, and all of a sudden some car finally gets at the exact same speed you are. And it's like, hey, that's the car I needed. That is my ticket. That is my job. That's my love.
Yeah, I get it.
The train.
That's pretty good.
The train thing. Stupid analogies. Like I'm a child.
No, but it's good
I am a child.
To vision these things. You know, it's important to have that.
Word up on that.
All right, let's see what
we definitely
got.
Agree with that. I'm a healer, and I also do readings as well, and I work with crystals, and just kind of on like a different wavelength. So, yeah, I've been doing that for like many years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, birds of feather here, birds of feather. You two, not me.
Oh, yes.
I'm the oddball here. I just do my thing.
Well, what I am seeing is you will not be single for very much longer.
Mm.
Now, are you able to do readings and such on yourself, or do you have
Absolutely, yes.
She's looking for some confirmation.
Okay, well, I'm seeing somebody that's coming a great distance to you and is going I think it's going to start as a long-distance relationship, but there's no scammer or troll involved or whatever.
Which is so scary
it's
nowadays.
Beautiful,
so
yeah.
So scary nowadays.
It's actually very beautiful. And in your work, let me see what I got here for you. Do you come out into the public spotlight much? Well, that's good. Keep expanding that. Because we are all coming out of this pandemic, everything that happened. We're actually in a huge shift right now, and you maybe see this yourself, where we are all going to become more spiritually inclined. And all of us that are healers, we're being, you know, called to the front lines, you could say. So, this relationship for you, I believe it's going to start as a very nice friendship. And I've always believed that's the best foundation there is.
Yeah, all the best ones do.
For anything
I think,
more.
I think they do.
Yeah. From that, romance grows and passion.
Because sometimes if they go the other way around, then they wouldn't be good friends, and then they find out the hard way when they get married.
And they don't
like each other.
Yeah. And the
it's like they love each other, but they don't like each other in the long term.
Well, I remember younger people, younger people. What is their primary purpose? It's to breed.
Procreate. To save the species. That's a Darwin DNA thing. You can't blame yourself. It's in our DNA. We try to use our brains to overpower it and control it, but it is in our DNA.
And the thing is, I try to tell these young people, you got that little pickle in your shorts, but the thing is, you got to have somebody there that you can talk to and connect with.
Well, that's why it starts so early, because back in the day, the species,
started.
That window was very small because there was no medical science. There was like this window to have kids. That's the best opportune time when you're a teenager to like mid-20s to have those kids for women.
And it's true.
Yeah, and it still sticks, and it screws up now because we're an intelligent species now, but we have that Darwin shit.
They just don't understand that eventually you got to get out of bed, and you got to have somebody there to talk to.
You got those little tickles in the loin that Darwin and DNA gave us from way back in the day, and we're like, come on.
Well, remember, a first reading is going to seem broad and vague, only because I'm getting to know you intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Lee, I hope that you will keep joining us.
Sure.
So that we can
thank you.
This individual
that's
coming.
Yeah, we like people to call in
I will say that I had a dream that said I need to connect to Blog Talk Radio, which was really random. So I'm listening to it. Yeah, I'm listening to it.
I love that.
Well, if you like our show, I think you have to, when you go on there, I think you can choose a selection to follow.
On Blog Talk.
Yeah, and you can get notified and set up email notifications, and then when you can go on there, it'll tell you when we go live.
Awesome.
You called in. It's free, and it's really free. We didn't put any credit card information or anything like that. You call in, it's free, and we don't say like, oh my God, you call. We have people that call in every single day, and we welcome that.
And we have people that are over right now in the UK they're hanging out with us, and it's like after 2 in the morning. There or 1 in the morning. Anyway, it's the middle of the night for them. I think it was Jim. I'm going to say the word serendipitous of you to find us.
Yeah.
You can't stand that word, but it's a great word. So we like to have fun. I've never been one of these really wooey type of readers because I think life is about joy, and with the joy comes, unfortunately, some sadness and grief, you know. And this method is really unique in the sense that it allows us to see the future and improve it before we even get there. Okay. So now if I saw that you had a partner coming your way, like the previous caller, I think it was, I said, don't trust him because he's married.
My bad.
And he's a big liar and all of that. Then you would have that pre-knowledge to say, not interested, bye-bye, because you would know that individual was not going to be good for your life. So, Jim, do you have a card for us?
I do, indeed.
And I do see expansion for you in your work, Gina. I really do.
Awesome. Thank you.
And that is really going to make you feel like you're coming out as that butterfly. Butterflies are very healing, and you're going to be doing some really important work, and I like that for you. I really do. So come on there, awesome. Jane.
All right, angel card reading time, your first one ever. Subject is sensitivity. Mm-hmm. This is from Archangel Hanael. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
And this is a deck. We have many decks.
This is the standard original angel card reading. You get messages from all the archangels, various ones on this deck, and they give you a message, a subject. They identify themselves, and we read the message for you.
So, Gina, I'm glad we were able to get in before we have to call it a night.
This is it.
And if you have a website, I would love to see what you do. I would love to learn more.
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Instagram on Tarot by Gina, which is really simple, and that's the best way to reach me. And I'm pretty much like word of mouth, but I do read in the public as well.
Well, I really tried to learn tarot back in the day, and I couldn't pick it up. It seems like a beautiful philosophy, but I couldn't get out of kindergarten.
Not everybody can do everything. Not everybody can do everything.
So,
you know?
Yeah, well, I'll be in touch. I'll come and see what you've got. Tarot by Gina, everybody, on Instagram.
You heard it here first. Well, you heard it here for our show.
So I'm really glad, and I'm hoping that we'll see you or hear from you again.
Awesome. Yes, please call back.
Thank you so much.
Care.
Thank you. We'll do. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome in.
And I've got to say no. Jim, we're going to have to bring her on out. This show is over, baby, bye. Say goodbye. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
But
remember,
Monday news for the soul for sure. Yeah. No matter what.
Sure.
1 hour earlier.
Take care, everybody. Up and up.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.